than 45.
All right, the last one we've got, 109 Tuscany Drive.
So this is 109 North Tuscany, and it's a three-bedroom villa owned, and the applicants are Alan and Angela Cox. It's this one right here. And they're seeking the Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental.
And do we know the adjacent one, if there's anything with that one that's connected
this
to
one
it?
Here?
Yeah.
This one, actually, just to give you the history, had applied a year and a half or 2 years ago and was not approved based on the neighboring, I mean, it was opposition of the neighboring. That was owned by the Stranges. But now it's currently owned by Tom Gear and Steve Harrington. So that part of it has changed.
Was that the one where the neighbors had the health issues?
This one somewhat, but the other one where the neighbor had the health issue actually went to court, and the judge said that was, he overturned it.
Didn't count.
You guys approved it. This one you didn't approve based on the health issue. The other one you did, but then BOA overturned it because of the health issue, and the court reversed that decision. Which I think I've included that in some past, yeah. So they're pretty straightforward, just three bedroom.
Not off the top of your head, how many in the immediate location are nightly rentals?
There's one over here, there's one down here. I can pull them up. I'll have to pull up a map and I'll give it to you.
I think there's 16 in the neighborhood. There's several on the same street, one right across the street.
Yeah, there's one right across the street, and I know there's another one right down in here somewhere.
Okay.
And then it seemed like one right down in here that I remember posting. But we'll have a map that shows all of them that have a permit.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think the question is how many is too many? From my perspective, so on the compatibility side, so and it wasn't a nightly rental before, right? The unit, your unit was not a nightly rental before. Okay. Any, again, another straightforward one. Sorry you had to hang out here the evening, but. I think we're well versed on what's going out on in Branson Creek, so we'll be ready December 9th.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have anything you want to add while you're up here? Or?
I don't have anything that I can add. I think it's all in the application.
And you have a third party management company set up, or you're going to manage it yourself, or if it was to be approved, or
we'll have to check on that with my son working with that.
Okay.
We'll find out for the meeting next.
Okay.
Do you own any other properties in the subdivision?
No.
Do you own any other properties in the subdivision?
All right. Well, we'll see you December 9th.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Then old and new business.
Yeah, that's the most excited person here is Scott from S&H Farm Supply. So last week I got a call from S&H Farm Supply about they bought a parcel that Premier Landscape had come through and got approval at the end of Adair Road past Pinniger's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So initially we had them, they've done an application, but then I had Marla dig out the Emery Creek Ranch application for the multi-use, which included four-story condos, cabins, hotel lodging, water park, retail shops, food establishment, and it finally boils down to a large box store on the exact parcel that they bought. So it says with the large box store in the presentation exactly where he's presenting putting a S&H farm. So my question is, with the current Division 3 that says the box store, of course this is going to be a smaller box store, but it's fill a box door, that didn't show the same exact location. If you were required.
They weren't putting a retail location when we've already established that it can be a retail location.
In 2008, and then you approved the landscape and the retail greenhouse, horticulture, and he never developed it into that yet. But yes, it's had two Division III approvals.
So he's wanting to buy it from Gunter?
No, he already has.
Oh, okay.
They bought it from the Gunters and then.
Okay.
So why did they have to come before us if this was already here the last time?
Bob brought that one, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't answer that one. Of course, I couldn't say that there wasn't anything in here that said landscaping business. Or,
yeah.
You know, this one somewhat seems to match even the same exact location.
And the issue always was the road, right?
Back here, and it's on MoDOT.
Or this direction.
If he wants to address that with you, he can. I mean, they've indicated MoDOT's going to work with them. I know Shane was going to pursue that if he ever opened up for retail, but as he had it as his own premier landscape business, he just cleaned it up and graveled it, and that's what his workers use.
So the question tonight is, based on this Division III, is he good to move forward without coming before us, is what we're...
That's where Blake Moore lures used to be down in the
right there.
Yeah, they were in that last metal building. That's north of there.
My wife did that forever. My mother-in-law did too.
You guys see that? That exact premier event.
So I'll just add that I was called by Shane and questioned this area, so I suggested that someone contact Scott and request to bring this up just to make sure that it was.
Okay, so just to be clear, this is your fault.
Well, it was just a question on whether or not a retail store could be there. I had the understanding in years past that, yes, it was fine because of the, you know, the MPI development came through. So there was a question there, and that's why I suggested that they come see us just to clarify that and get it reported that it was different stuff.
We're only talking about the property where he's, where they own that.
They're going to use the existing building. The existing building sits right where that sits.
Has nothing to do with the other big parcel back there.
No,
there's no intent to build anywhere else on the back of that lane. At some point, that building would be a little wider, but as far as building like closer toward Emory Creek or back behind this, we have no intention to do that.
You're going to do, well, retail, but are you going to do service work also?
Yeah.
In that same building,
yeah. I spoke with Devin a little bit this morning, and he had me speak with Dusty Spears, which we talked to Dusty about some right-of-way clearing, things like that, on the obviously on Highway 65 side as far as just clearing trees. And we have an appointment to meet with Dusty next Tuesday and talk about, because obviously we'd like to widen and hard surface that road as well for our business purposes. So we need to see what Devin explained. We need to talk to Dusty about what we can do there. And so that's our intent. Like I said, hard surface that road.
With Premier Landscape, it was a 50-foot right-of-way. He tried, and he just couldn't get it. He went to the Board of Adjustment and got a variance, but then he was going to pave it and do what they're saying they were going to do when he went retail. Well, he never went to the retails. He just never improved it.
We've already got or talked to some different paving companies. Obviously, this season being what it is, there's not a lot we can do right now. Our full intent is, like I said, the hard surface set from the end of the asphalt just past the papers right up.
So, Scott, based on that, is that something that we, being that it's been presented, we want to put something in the record or just have that we...
Oh, consensus of the board, the majority of the board. We wouldn't necessarily need a motion and a vote unless you felt more comfortable with that, but just a consensus.
And that could be put in the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that there was a...
Consensus of the board. That it already was approved through that Division III in 2008.
I'm good with it.
Anyone opposed to that concept? No? I think we're fine if that works.
Okay. Commercial is commercial. Yeah. He's not putting in a liquor store or
right.
Selling marijuana.
There you go.
He needs to come through here.
Okay.
Very
The only thing you would need to
promise.
The only thing, Scott, that you would need to do is if you add to the building, we have construction permits, right. Division 1 and 2s, and those are a separate deal. You can just come apply.
We've been here long enough, but just for my own edification, wasn't there a problem with a telephone pole or something back here, a high-end pole? He had to clear to get it right away.
That's why he had the trouble trying to get a 50-foot right-of-way, yeah. And he got a variance to make it a narrower right-of-way. The road width was going to be fine, but the right-of-way had the problem.
Okay. Now, what if they want to put a drive-in theater there? Would they have to come back?
Drive-in theater, yeah.
To us, then.
It might have been on the list.
Get some property on 248 because there was already one out there.
My hometown still operates one.
All right. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn? Got a motion?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.